Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everyone, today. I hope that you are experiencing something new and some deliverance from the Heavenly Father. And I hope that you are being able to think about maybe things in a different way for yourself, so that freedom deep within your spirit, within your soul, and within your body can be set free. Thank you for listening, because today we're going to cover a little bit different hard subject for some of you, I'm sure. But we're going to talk about what your prefrontal cortex does, which is the part right behind your forehead, inside your, you know, inside your skull there. It's right there behind your forehead. We're going to talk about some of the things that it does and how does that affect you? How does damage to that part of your brain work, so you can understand? I want you to be able to understand how your brain and the spiritual and your body all, you know, they function together, so that you can listen to what your brain is doing and begin to make some changes about it. Make some spiritual steps forward to making those changes. So your prefrontal cortex is what they call like the executive function. It's like the boss of your brain, because that's like where everything comes through, is that part. And then your boss sitting there in the front of your brain decides who's going to go where as to what thoughts, right? So it's real important. It helps your focus, your judgments, your planning, decision making. It's also your impulse control center. Like people who have ADHD, this part of their brain doesn't work as well. So they, you know, sometimes medicine really does help, depending on the type of ADHD that you actually have. And maybe one day we'll talk about that, because there are several different kinds of ADHD that people can have. But if you have a head trauma or toxins, or maybe you are an alcoholic, or maybe you know someone who's an alcoholic. If you have an addiction, one of the first places that that addiction really influences is your prefrontal cortex. It kind of like puts the guy sitting behind the table there, or maybe the girl sitting behind the table, it really puts them to sleep. That's why people who on drugs do so many stupid things. And why if you're with a drunk person, why do they say and do stupid things? Because their prefrontal cortex person is like asleep. So all this, in psychology world, what we would call the id, all this lack of impulse control is all coming out. Everything's like just barfing its way out. Doing this. Why you have, you know, some drunks are crier drunks. Some drunks are angry drunks. And so all that's behind there is going to be coming out. When that begins to happen, even pot, people want to think that pot doesn't do anything to your brain. Well, it does do a lot to your brain. And so that's just a misnomer that society's kind of gotten out there and people believe it. And it's not true. There's many, many, many studies that say it is not true. It does a lot of things to your brain. If you're like with pot, if you're a user and you've been a user for a while, your prefrontal cortex begins to not fire right. And that's why some of the paranoia begins to take over. And sometimes if you use a substance long enough, it has changed. You know, you heard your brain fried on drugs. Well, literally your brain gets kind of fried, and it may never, ever. And there's some studies that say with pot, your brain will never, ever go back to what it was. You actually lose your, what Carolyn Leaf would call, you know, your little trees, your neural pathways begin to snap off, and it begins to kill some of those that you will never get back. That's what some of the studies are showing. And it causes many other things. But how does this part of your brain not working right? Have you ever experienced a time or experienced somebody or who has a hard time with the unexpected? Someone who needs to, you shift gears. Well, we just got to shift gears. You know, some people shift gears really easy. Other people do not shift gears very easy. And that's partly due to how their brain makes the idea of change. Somehow back there in the brain function of how they got to this, some people you can like go back to, but as you heal spiritually, all this brain stuff gets way better. It gets way better. You begin to have that healing part of your brain restored to the way God actually made it to function. So in that prefrontal place of just learning how to shift gears, you know, how some people get over-focused. They call that the prefrontal cortex. So it's up here in front. It's right smack in the middle, like right above your nose and behind your forehead there, you know, the prefrontal cortex area gets firing too much. And so they get over-focused on something. Like OCD comes from having that place in your brain is like firing way too much. It's what we call, you know, the hot part of your brain. You want to cool that place down. As you begin to stop those automatic negative thoughts and you begin to process and you begin to make those changes, if you have a hard time shifting gears, if you have a hard time changing direction, if it produces a lot of anxiety, well, you start with that. You tell the demons to go away and leave you alone. You're not going to do this to me. You just deal with the spiritual aspect of it. You begin to take captive all those thoughts, put them underneath the feet of Jesus. There's no fear. Sometimes you need to change and shift gears. Maybe sometimes you don't. But you can't even consider what all the options are if you're stuck in that place. So giving yourself the permission to look at what gears need to be shifted. And if you're on a ship and it is sinking, you're not making it to the other side in that boat. You've got to figure out something different. Your gears have to shift. Some people can do that much easier because the cingulate is not on fire. So you need to be able to take in the full environment, your full focus here, and be able to change which way, what direction, whatever decision was made, you got to be changed. If you have in mind, oh, you're going to go to your favorite restaurant and you get over there, oh, and it's closed, so you got to shift gears. Some people can throw a little fit about it and just get really bowed up and, you know, kind of pissy about it, you know? And those people, you've got to recognize, help them. Help them see that their brain is stuck in this little pattern, this little rut that you need to focus and change. This is how you begin to do it. I was one of those people that was a little hard for me to shift gears because of, you know, the uncertainty of it, the fear of it. Was it right? Was it good? All these things in the back of my mind. And then bringing all those and just having a nice, good mind dump, you know, you dump all those things, you begin to pray and you begin to focus on these other things, and your brain begins to change. Now, I don't have near the issue with that like I used to have. So your brain begins to change, and once that happens, you know, demons don't have access then. They don't have access to what's going on inside your brain. That's why sometimes, you know, with people who have done a lot of addictions and done a lot of drugs, they talk about it, having to get all these deliverances and having to get delivered because of what the drugs have done. But it's given free rein for the demons to work inside of there, which I don't know how all that works, but to begin to change what you think and feel. So you have to begin to take control back over what you think and what you feel by chasing out those thoughts and chasing out the demons that go with those thoughts. Maybe you have a lot of angry thoughts about revenge, and you go over and over and over that. Well, that's going to change your brain. You're going to find that you become angrier and angrier and angrier just all over your life. Revenge opens up those doors to begin to change how your brain functions. It releases chemicals that are not healthy. And the spirits, demons love that kind of stuff. So you have to begin to take control of how you're going to walk in that peace. Jesus said, "Peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but I give to you." Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds." Just thought I'd read that to you again so you could understand. Be anxious for nothing. Let go of the judgments. Let go of the fear. Let go of the revenge. All those things that hold you captive and that will hold you physically captive and spiritually captive. I hope this is making some sense to y'all, and I hope that you're kind of getting a picture of it. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that you walk in peace today. Thanks. Bye-bye. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.